Understanding End Time Signs, Are We Ready for Christ's Return? By Jesus Friend. Overview. End time signs are Bible markers given by Jesus, apostles and the prophets. They signal His second coming as near, urging believers to watch, pray, and live ready. Scriptures assure Christ's disciples of all time that He will return as promised, John 14 verses 1-3, Acts 1 verse 11. Additionally, they reveal signs to help believers discern the approaching end of all things. Revelation 21 verse 5. The Word of God exhorts Christians not to be indifferent to the signs, preceding the second coming of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 5 and 6, 1 Peter 4 verse 7. Conversely, by teaching and sharing them by faith through love, they remain the children of light. Thus they help many troubled souls who witness the unsettled state of the nations, asking, what will be the end of all these things? But how do we distinguish between general chaos and the specific Bible teachings? In this exploration, we examine the significance of the signs of the end time. These signs have never been more prominent than they are right now. You might be a long-time student of eschatology. Maybe you are simply someone looking for hope in an era of uncertainty. Either way, it is essential to understand them. This knowledge will help you navigate the days ahead. Table of Contents. The Beginning of Sorrows. Moral and Spiritual Decline. Global Gospel Proclamation. The Purpose of End Time Signs. Supernatural Signs of His Coming. In Conclusion. The Beginning of Sorrows. On the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Jesus privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? Matthew 24 verse 3. Jesus' answer is recorded in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. He began, outlining political, natural and social signs, so to speak. Wars and rumors of wars, Jesus predicted wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Matthew 24 verses 6 through 7. This points to worldwide geopolitical instability. Famines and pestilences, shortage of food supply and the spread of diseases or pandemics are cited as foregoing. Natural disasters, an increase of great earthquakes in various places. We can list many other natural disasters taking place in our world today. Those are happening on a global scale and all are converging in 2025. Moreover, they immensely increase in frequency and intensity. But they are not the end itself. They show that the time of Christ's coming is at hand. Moral and spiritual decline. The Bible describes moral decline as one of the signs of the last days. There will be a shift in human character and spirituality. Lovers of themselves and lovers of money, it is all love for self. No love for others and God. This is described by Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 through 5. Their behavior reflects a growing rejection of godly values. Furthermore, it is lawlessness spoken of to be the main cause for diminishing the natural affection and love for one another, Matthew 24 verse 12. Perilous attitudes, people will become covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, false accusers of those that are good, 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 through 5. Believers face betrayal, hatred, and persecution, yet must endure to the end. And the same will be saved. Matthew 24 verses 9 through 13. Spiritual deception, a significant mark of the end times is the rise of false prophets, deceiving many. Additionally, false Christs who will perform signs to deceive even the very elect, Matthew 24 verses 11 and 24. Scripture also speaks of falling away from truth and faith. Paul warns that some will abandon sound teaching and turn to what suits their own desires, 2 Timothy 4 verses 3 and 4. Jesus similarly asked whether faith would still be found on the earth when he returns, Luke 18 verse 8. A hopeful and important sign is the worldwide spread of the gospel. Jesus declared, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come." Matthew 24 verse 14. Thus the end is linked to the global reach of the Christian message. We may believe the sign is nearing completion with today's modern technology. This shows God's desire for all people to have the opportunity to hear the message of salvation, 2 Peter 3 verse 9. The angel's words to Daniel relate to the last days. They are to be understood in the time of the end. At that time, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. Daniel 12 verses 4 and 10. The purpose of end time signs. Jesus made it clear that no one knows the exact day or hour of his return, Matthew 24 verse 36. He gave his disciples signs, and said, "When ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." Matthew 24 verses 3, 33, and 42 through 51. So, one of his statements must not be made to destroy another. No one knows the day nor the hour of his coming. However, his followers must be aware when it is near. They are instructed to know this. Furthermore, a warning is given if it is refused or neglected. It is not good for them as it was in the days of Noah. People didn't know until the flood came. Matthew 24 verses 37 and 39. And the parable in the same chapter contrasts the faithful and the unfaithful servant. It explains the doom of him who said in his heart, "My Lord delayeth his coming," Matthew 24 verse 48. Thus it shows how Christ regards and acts towards the two types. Those whom he finds watching, and teaching his coming, and those denying it. Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. Matthew 24 verse 46. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3 verse 3. Therefore, end time signs are given to believers to watch and be ready for Christ's second coming, Matthew 24 verses 42 through 44. Discern, know, and teach them, Matthew 24 verse 45. Supernatural signs of his coming. The Bible texts describe Christ's coming as a glorious supernatural event, witnessed worldwide. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24 verse 30. He will judge the world in righteousness and gather his elect, Psalm 9 verse 8. Next Jesus will resurrect the righteous dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 16. He will transform and reward both the resurrected and the living saints with an immortal bodies. Then he will catch them up at once to himself in the air. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17. And so they will ever be with the Lord, who makes all things new for them, Revelation 21 verses 1 through 5. Bookmark this page for an easy access. In conclusion, Scriptures reveal the end time signs narrated by different writers. Jesus himself has given counsel to his disciples, encouraging their spiritual readiness. When they discern and see them happen, they are to know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Luke 21 verse 31. These signs are meant to keep believers watchful. Jesus explicitly stated that about that day or hour no one knows, Matthew 24 verse 36. The purpose of the signs is not for setting time, but for living ready. They encourage a faithful life and service until Christ returns. End time signs reveal both warning and hope. While they show periods of trial and instability, they ultimately affirm the certainty of his second coming.